the spirit of this holiday is really about.
Anticipating which people are going to get you a gift and then predicting how much they're going to spend on you. This is the main purpose of intuition. I need to get them a gift of roughly the same value. If I don't spend enough, they're going to resent me. If I spend more than them, then I will definitely resent them. Nothing conveys love like giving gifts. It basically says, I love you exactly this many dollars worth.
Thank you, JP. Welcome, Arizona homeowners. You are tuned in to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. This is the 9 o'clock hour, open lines, anything and everything you would want to talk about regarding your house, home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text during the broadcast to 411-923, or you can email questions. And if you need some help, a photo or a video to help explain your situation, you can email those to info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we put our team together to give you the best, most accurate, helpful, cost-effective answer for your particular situation. Each week at Rosie on the House, we have an article. You can find it in our weekly email newsletter. You can sign up at rosieonthehouse.com. There at the bottom of the website and the template, you can enter your email and it'll come to your inbox every Thursday. You can also go to our blog to get the article that's posted. And this week we talk about five secrets. I guess they're probably not secrets, but five things you should know if you were in the appliance market or if you find yourself in a situation one takes a dive. Things to consider, whether you're in the economic life of the appliance to invest in a repair or just buy a new one.
Sometimes it's hard to decide.
It is hard.
Weigh your options.
And it, you've heard it 100 times, and you're going to hear it again. They don't make them like they used to.
No, they're not made to build, made to last for years and years. We have a Sub-Zero at home, Romy. It's 40 years old. I don't think there's anything you can buy now that, as far as refrigerator freezer, that would last you 40 years. So I just keep replacing the front, make it look good.
But yours doesn't tell you what's in your refrigerator at any given time. You have to physically open and look at it. Do you know how inconvenient that is?
There is no app and no Wi-Fi. I can't be at the grocery store and take a peek inside my refrigerator. Nope, it's true.
That's part of the reason I think they don't make things to last as long as they used to. For a lot of years, the efficiency of your refrigerator was about the same. They weren't making these huge exponential leaps in insulation and technology for the compressing unit and how much energy consumption. It was about the same for a lot of years. Your difference might have been a little bit of style or a little bit of look, but there's so many new technologies advancing so quick. You're so out of date that it becomes economic to replace it quicker because it is more efficient, because it does offer more features. I don't necessarily like the idea of a lot of those things.
I do like the energy savings. That's one thing I feel a little guilty about, having that whole refrigerator.
I find it a little creepy that somebody, a smart enough hacker, could look inside my refrigerator, but really what would they gain if somebody did see that? Yeah, it just feels a little bit of invasion. But when you live 25 minutes away from a grocery store, I can't tell you how many times that would have saved me
an extra trip
or
being without
or not ending up with 38 jars of cayenne pepper because every time I'm at the store, I think, oh, you know what? I'm probably out of cayenne pepper. I need to get some more. And then you end up with this whole section that you got more pepper than you could go through before it starts to kind of get a little stale.
A little funky.
It doesn't have that freshness of a new can of cayenne. So you know what? I got to buy a new can. I got 20 old ones, but there's something to be said about a fresher can of spice.
And talking about all the new updates as well, I think if you go all the way back to when you are getting ready to buy something, to really be aware of what would be entailed in fixing all those great little things you have. I mean, do the refrigerator guys, do they work on the app part?
Oh, sure.
Do they? So, and just the more you have on there, the more potential you have for breaking down.
Which is why when I've got a workshop, I'm going to buy a pickup truck from the 70s. I'm going to go back to an F-150 post the 302 engine. I want to go back to a carburetor. They had that port injection on the 302. So I've got to go just past that because that's something I can fix. This new stuff with all the electronics, you're right, that just offers more opportunity for breakage. And another reason that ultimately repairing it might come into play. You're not just looking at replacing the cost of the unit, but you've got to factor in all the benefits of the added features that your older stuff won't have.
I always caution, too, against buying the first generation of anything, because really you're just paying to be part of the guinea pig process.
Depending on the manufacturer, there's a lot of people that argue their testing is done in the field and that they don't allow the consumers to be the tester. So there is definitely that.
I know
that
there's a lot of
concern.
Even if it's not a failure issue, it's an improvement issue. So if they've figured out something, it's just going to get better. So to wait just a little bit till they've got it solid. Rosie bought me those very first front loaders for residential consumers. Absolutely fantastic with the big family, but the whole company went down because they put a motherboard in there and it kept failing. So, and you know, a time or two, and then it's not worth keeping. You have to replace it.
Yeah. Well, part of Rosie on the House that makes us so unique and strong is our certified partner network. We have a very strenuous process to become a member of Rosie on the House. It's not enough to be licensed, bonded, and insured. That's where you have to start. You also have to prove a 5 year of in business locally. In most cases, there are some exceptions that are made if it's a second generation owner or second generation company. The owner may not. The company may be 20 years old, and the owner may only have been there for 2 years. So there's some extra steps we've got to do, but we like to see, on a general rule of thumb, at least five years in business with the local owner.
I would say that's 98% of our companies.
We have a third-party guild quality that does a quality check for us.
And that's from the consumer, the homeowner themselves. So a little different than just being in a bad mood and posting something on Facebook. These are on the different social media sites. And there's no way to prove that people that actually have put those on have been customers. I mean, you can read those and it can just be somebody having fun for the day. But this guild quality, it's actual
customers. Or a competitor
with
nothing to do because no one's calling his his shop, so he decides to get online and make everyone else look bad.
Yes, there is a grain of salt you have to take with those, but this guild quality just does a fantastic job with the actual customers, and it's just a great way for us to find out how they treat their customers. And we don't ask for the best customers. We ask for the most, like, 20 recent, because we want to see what happens when there's something that goes wrong. Are they good at customer service and making things right?
If you've got a 20 consistent record, that's a whole lot different than only 20 customers, satisfied customers over a 20-year period of business.
Cherry picking the best, yeah.
So the most recent contractor that was certified, we'd like to congratulate Above and Beyond Pools. It's a name you can remember if you're in the southeast area of the Phoenix metropolitan area, Mesa, Gilbert, Chandler. Above and Beyond Pools, whether you're looking to add a pool, remodel a pool, or need a pool repair or maintenance. Michael Salvador and his team there are the newest proud veteran members of Rosie on the House. Congratulations, Mike. We are here for you, the Arizona homeowner, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Let's get to our calls. Murray, welcome to the program.
Hi. I'm having some my windows and sliding doors replaced with double pane, and I need a new kitchen door, and it was suggested that I get a I said I thought I wanted a fiber one rather than, not a fiber, I'm sorry. I thought I wanted a solid door rather than just, you know, the hollow panel like I have. And they suggested a fiberglass solid door. I never heard of fiberglass doors.
Fiberglass doors are, in the world of doors, fairly new to the market. That's not a product that has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years like our wood solid wood doors. What direction does your door face, Mary?
It faces north.
Okay. You know, it's really going to be a matter of your personal preference.
Sorry. It faces west, but it's into my it's like into my little front patio, so it really does. Well, it gets afternoon sun. I'll take it back. It does get afternoon sun.
And in the wintertime, that's not probably a lot, and it's not nearly as intense as our afternoon sun in the summer. And you're looking at probably about 4 months there of critical time where you're going to get some extreme direct afternoon exposure. Not horrible. A lot best than constant south or west exposure. That overhang's going to help you out. But it's really going to be your preference. They are quality doors. There's manufacturers out there that make very good quality fiberglass products. In fact, we're looking at some new door replacement, and I'm very strongly considering a fiberglass door. What's neat about them is they can make them the impressions on them so they look like wood, but you don't have that rotting and splintering. And a solid wood door exposed to the elements in Arizona, you've constantly got to be oiling and oiling and oiling every year. So it is a maintenance thing. It is a good look. I will tell you, Mary, I'm about 90% sure my west face door is going to be fiberglass when we replace it this spring. I don't know what your timeline is. You're probably looking for more than 2 years. I could tell you in 2 years what it's done. But when I built about 03, 04, my windows, I did invest in Pella's Impervia. No, that's correct. Encompass is their fiberglass. Encompass is their vinyl. Impervia is their fiberglass. I invested in Impervia windows as a test for some west-facing windows, and I was very happy with them. And that's what's making me look at going ahead and trying a full door in the fiberglass. If you're working with a quality company that's representing quality products like a Freelite or a Pella, I'm going to tell you, you're in good hands.